Read and hear more about important news and policy issues at ncpolicywatch.com. This is News and Views.
Welcome back to News and Views. I'm Rob Schofield. If you're like most people, you've got fears that keep you up at night, some of them utterly rational and some of them, well, somewhat less so. Recently, Elon University pollster Dr. Jason Husser decided to get a gauge on the fears of North Carolinians, from the reasonable to the ridiculous. Husser joined me by phone from his office in Elon to discuss his findings and to share some of his other, more traditional political polling results. Well, Jason Husser, welcome back to News and Views. Good to have you back with us, as always.
Great to be back.
It's a fascinating new poll that y'all have prepared at Elon University about the things that North Carolina residents are most concerned about, the things that people worry about, and some surprising findings in there. Talk to us a little bit about some of what you found out.
We wanted to take a quick snapshot to figure out what are the things in life that make people feel unsafe, or what are the things people feel safe about. We thought this had implications for policymakers as they plan various policies around public safety, as well as just generally what should we be looking at as people concerned about society.
It's interesting. Some of the things that people are worried about probably aren't really, in a practical day-to-day context, a real risk for them. And then there's some big issues people probably should be worried about, but maybe that aren't as high a priority for them. It's interesting to see that people are, you know, they're worried about public shootings and terrorism.
We found the number one safety risk that people were concerned about was shootings in public places, followed by terrorism. Number three was walking on roads with no sidewalks. Number four, snakes. And number five, tornadoes. Now, without getting into the statistics on a person's likelihood to suffer some sort of risk associated with that, the one that's really the risk is walking on roads with no sidewalk. The risk of fatality, at least from terrorism, is quite low.
Right, especially here in North Carolina. Although, with the advent, you know, the explosion of these sort of mass shootings, it's clear that that has made an impression on people and that they probably want something done about it, want something from policymakers, you know, want some action with respect to mass shootings, taking action to prevent that possibility.
I think that's right. We found another pattern when it comes to some things are just inherently scary, even if they aren't that risky. So, for instance, we asked about nine different animals. Snakes were the top. 29% of people felt very unsafe about snakes. 25% ticks. Now, that's a higher risk. But the real high-risk animals in North Carolina are actually deer and dogs. Only 4% of people were afraid of deer. Similarly, 4% afraid of dogs, even though those are the animals most likely to cause a person harm in the state.
Yeah, I noticed on the survey that sharks were high on the list, but of course we know, although they get well-publicized, the number of shark attacks off the North Carolina coast are still pretty minimal, and inland they are non-existent.
About a quarter of folks felt very unsafe when it came to sharks, and the likelihood of being attacked by a shark if you're not a scuba diver or surfer is very, very low.
Now, there's some broader issues of societal risk. You talked about some of the things like healthcare costs that people are, you know, we get down to some real practical day-to-day things that people are worried about, healthcare, drug addiction, crime. Talk to us about some of the findings there.
Over half of the state felt unsafe or very unsafe when it came to health care costs. Unemployment, similarly, it's slightly less than 40% of folks felt unsafe. What was interesting about the health care cost finding was that we tried to track, well, there are some people who are just concerned about lots of things. And so they may have said they felt very unsafe to almost all the 37 things we asked about. The folks who were low on that, who weren't really afraid of very much, were the people who are most concerned about health care costs and sidewalks, walking on roads without sidewalks.
Well, it may be that those are pretty intelligent people. Those are things that we actually, that do pose some serious risks to people and to their well-being.
It does seem that there is a type of folks who are looking at risk in a sort of a statistical, okay, what's actually going to get me? And then another type, well, these things are just scary in general.
Drug addiction, another issue that you looked at, right?
Right. We found a quarter of the state felt very unsafe when it came to drug addiction. Pretty similar across demographic groups with that, not too big of a difference, rural, suburban, urban. We did see young people on a number of these measures, that one included, that seemed to be particularly concerned about drug addiction.
You mentioned unemployment. It's interesting that we live in a time right now, although we have arguably a great deal of economic insecurity and a great divide in our economy, we're really at a period in which unemployment is pretty doggone low, and yet a significant chunk of people still are worried about that.
We saw high levels of concerns about unemployment among early working age adults, so those between 18 and 44. These are folks who experienced the Great Recession either personally or very closely through their parents.
Let's turn for a moment in the time we have remaining and talk a little bit about politics, if you don't mind. You've done some polling recently on sort of the state of the 2020 presidential election, right?
We did. We did a survey back in late February, early March on the 2020 election. We asked about most of the candidates, whether or not on the Democratic side, people if people were familiar with them, if they were favorable towards them. We also wanted to know right now, were people planning to vote for a Democratic candidate or Donald Trump when it came to the election? In that survey, we found Joe Biden was by far leading over all the other candidates. This was before some of the allegations came out against him, but I expect we would find pretty similar numbers now. 54% of North Carolinians have a positive impression of Joe Biden. He's by far the most familiar candidate to voters. Following that is Bernie Sanders.
2020 might refer to the number of Democrats running for election in 2020, it would seem. Are there any of the others that even register?
Other ones who did pretty well in our survey were Elizabeth Warren. She was very familiar with voters. Kamala Harris was relatively familiar. 60% of voters of both parties, as well as unaffiliated, were familiar with her. But really, it was Biden and Sanders that stood out. The other candidates who are getting traction in the news now, like Beto O'Rourke, were not as well known and were not as favorable. That doesn't mean that they will not become that over the next year, but at least in early March, they weren't there yet.
What about the president? How are things looking for Trump?
We asked the question, who do you think is more likely to win the 2020 presidential election, Donald Trump or the Democratic candidate? 36% of voters said Donald Trump, 43% said the Democratic candidate, and the rest were unsure or they thought a third party would win, even though that's probably pretty unlikely. We also asked, if the 2020 presidential election were held today, would you be more likely to vote for Donald Trump or the Democratic candidate? These numbers are not good for the president. 36% of folks said Donald Trump, 48% said the Democratic candidate. Now, I think it's extremely unlikely that Trump loses North Carolina by 12%. But right now, the tide is not in his favor.
And that's obviously something he needs to be concerned about.
He could win without North Carolina, but it would be very difficult.
Another poll you did was on the issue of election fraud, right? We've had this huge scandal in the 9th Congressional District where allegations of significant voter fraud, I should say, quite possibly turned the election. It does seem that North Carolinians are concerned about this.
We did another survey following that 9th district. This was a statewide survey, but we wanted to know, are people concerned about election fraud? We used election fraud, not voter fraud. 51% of the states said election fraud is a major problem, 41% said minor problem, and 8% not much of a problem at all. Those numbers are higher among Democrats and Republicans. 61% of Democrats think it's a major problem compared to only 44% of Republicans.
Do you have any take on where things stand now in the North Carolina political level? I'm not sure whether you've done a poll on that recently, but perhaps with respect to Governor Cooper or the General Assembly or how things sort of are trending in North Carolina politics for 2020?
We haven't done a poll on Governor Cooper in a while, but the other ones I've seen in the state suggest that his numbers are pretty good, that from a number of factors, it looks like Governor Cooper has a strong chance of reelection, at least based on approval alone. But approval numbers aren't always predictive of voting.
As I look down the Elon poll website, another poll you did is the issue of public liquor sales and the fact that ABC stores in North Carolina are the only way one can purchase liquor legally. And it seems as if most, or at least some large number of North Carolinians are willing to consider a change in that regard.
We conducted this poll back in October 2018, but we didn't release it until the spring, and that's because we were waiting on the General Assembly to release their full report on the topic. And so we coordinated with them a little bit, and then they showed us that this was an important topic. We found that 52% of voters in North Carolina supported closing ABC stores in favor of private liquor retailers, 32% opposed. When it came to who should sell, not only did folks think that potentially you should close the stores, but people tended to think that it should be where beer and wine was also sold. So 57% said where beer and wine retailers were selling alcohol. 37% said it should only be liquor stores. So that means you couldn't sell it in a type of like a Target or somewhere.
Amazing. Well, it looks like change is constant in our politics in North Carolina and probably some policy changes ahead. Undoubtedly some changes in the leaders who lead our state and our country as well. And we really appreciate the fact that you all keep tabs on that for us. Please keep up the good work. We'll talk to you again real soon and check in on some additional findings, I'm sure, later this year.
Great. Thank you.
Well, that's it for this edition of News and Views. Be sure to check us out online and subscribe to our free newsletters at ncpolicywatch.com. For producer Clayton Henkel, this is Rob Schofield. Thanks for joining us. We'll talk to you again next week.
You've been listening to News and Views. A weekly look at state and policy issues is a production of North Carolina Policy Watch. Visit them online at ncpolicywatch.com.